Hey, it's Devin.
And Shannon.
And we're the Youngbloods. What is going on, everybody? How are you, my dear?
I'm great. I was about to say, not much.
You could have responded.
That's okay.
You can say things. It's okay. I trust your judgment in wording sometimes.
Yeah.
Not all the time, sometimes.
Not all the time.
Okay.
Yes.
Got one for you. And it's a one that is very true, but I think this woman is kind of being rude about it. And I have an opinion about this, and I have a story.
Okay.
So,
go for it.
Ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
So frustrating when all you're trying to do is get sympathy from your man, and instead they just act like you're an idiot for not coming up with all these simple solutions that they came up with. For a woman, just talking about your problems is a form of release, but men only talk about problems if they want to solve it. So they're trying to solve all of your problems. All you want them to do is just listen and be nice, and it would solve everything. But instead, all you get from them is, oh, you should have done this instead. Like, thanks, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Were you listening when you were watching your phone and
I was
having the background music of that?
I actually didn't know that sound was on. Sorry. But, men, I think you are kind of like me. You don't talk about a lot of things.
I'm trying to follow where you're going, but keep going.
Okay. Like, you discuss things and everything. Like, you're a much better discusser than I am. Like, I hold things in.
Okay.
And you're like, how was your day? How are you doing? But I know that I don't do that much. After you ask me how I'm doing, I'm like, I'm great. How was your day? And then we go off on another subject and everything.
But I actually do want to know.
Right. I know you want to know. And I want to know how your day is, too. But I feel... He never wants to play until we're doing this.
But that one doesn't make noise, does it?
I don't think so.
So what this woman is saying, go back to what this woman is saying. I see where you're going with this a little bit, but you're trying to get your thoughts in line.
Yeah, go ahead.
So while you're getting your thoughts in line, she's complaining that men are, you know, they always just want to, instead of just listen to the problem, because women just want to tell you the problem. They don't really want the solution. She's complaining that men are looking at them like, well, you're just an idiot. Why didn't you think about these ideas? So there's two problems here.
I'm glad you're not like that, though.
Well, I used to be like that.
Well, you mean like I'm an idiot?
No, not like an idiot. But
I'm like, no, you haven't. I would have killed you by now. I am not an idiot.
You're stupid. No. No, but when it comes to like if you have a problem and... you can't figure out how to fix it, or you probably do have know how to fix it, like a problem at work. Mm-hmm. When you tell me what's going on at work, right? Mm-hmm. And you tell me what's up, and then I just let you vent.
Right.
I just let you get it out.
Right.
Then what I wait for, and this is what I've done for years, not always, but when we first got married, it took me a while to figure this out, but it didn't take forever. It took me a minute to figure out that you don't really want me to solve the problem.
I just want you to listen.
Correct. And that's what she's saying, right?
Yeah.
But she's frustrated because men will look at her like she's an idiot because why didn't you think of all these ideas? Well, here's the thing. Men are different, right?
Right.
If I have a problem and I go to a guy friend and say, here's my problem, they're going to give me advice on how they would solve that problem.
Right.
Because that's what we do.
And a lot of women don't want to hear it.
Correct.
But then they want your input on how you would solve it, and they're mad if you don't.
So it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't when it comes to some women. Like, so, you know, for instance, you know that if you have a problem, you come to me and you'll talk to me about it. I'll just sit there and be quiet.
Right.
And then either you'll ask my opinion of what would you do?
Then I
would give my opinion.
Right.
Or I would ask follow-up questions to clarify
more
if
into the
my
subject.
Opinion really is needed.
Right.
So there's that.
Right.
I think she's getting all bent out of shape because she probably the men that she goes to when she has a problem.
Are losers.
No, it's not that they're losers. Is that she's expects them to just understand where she's at.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're just dating. Maybe they're, you know, maybe she hasn't even told her husband if she's married. Maybe she hasn't even told her husband
yeah.
that, you know, hey, here's the issue, right?
Right.
So, I mean, I think which goes to the next thing of women getting bent out of shape about things that really don't matter. Or it matters to them, but not to him.
Right.
Okay. Are there things that you get bent out of shape that matter to you, but not to me?
I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I'm sure there are.
Like when I do the laundry the wrong way.
Loading a dishwasher is okay. My biggest pet peeve.
Okay.
Like, you cram things in, and I'm like, that's not how it goes, and I have to go back and redo it.
But
and I'm like, see, look, you fit 6 more cups right here.
No, I actually do really well.
Right.
I overload the dishwasher.
You do sometimes.
But.
Like, there's a spot that I don't like going because we have that lime powder stuff to make sure. And I like it when that door opens that it is able to get out. I don't like anything blocking that pocket right there.
Okay.
So it irritates me so much.
I was not aware if I put something sideways in front of that door.
Yes.
It would. Okay.
I want that to have free space right there. Even though
Water will get there.
Even though you can probably fit a bowl there. I don't care. I don't want anything right there.
When it comes to the dishwasher though.
And I feel like if it's overloaded, it doesn't get as clean.
Okay, but then in my defense when the dishwasher, dishwashers do not work like the TV commercials show.
Oh, I know they don't.
So technically, all the dishwasher is for me, so you're thinking of it as it's actually washing the dishes.
I pre-wash the dishes and I stick them in. Really, that sanitizes them to me.
That's my point.
But I don't want them overloaded because sometimes our kids don't rinse something off and then it gets everywhere on them.
My point is like, if I load the dishwasher up a lot and a ton, it's because it's just I've already washed the dishes.
Yeah.
You know, we hand wash the dishes.
Yeah.
Everybody does that because dishwashers don't do like they're supposed to do.
No.
They don't do as advertised. And I've heard people say, sure, it does. No, it doesn't.
No, it really doesn't.
It doesn't get that caked in stuff that's on some of the pans and things like that. You can't just load up a cake, full cake, into a dishwasher and expect it to actually work.
Right.
So for us, it's essentially I'm pre-washing the dishes anyway.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. And I know it matters to you, but because my brain is like, it's just sanitizing. So it's just getting it super, super hot to take off any germs that I may have missed when I was hand washing it.
Right.
But yes, there's that. But I mean, bring to the idea of women getting mad for whatever reason. So I've been doing this this Uber thing for a little bit to get more ideas on to how to get good ideas for a podcast, right?
Right.
And I've got a list of them. And I told you about this, and you laughed at me. But this is the thing that when it comes to women that men don't understand and women don't understand about men. So I picked up this couple and her daughter. You know, you remember me telling you about this?
Yes.
They wanted to go to the fairgrounds. So I show up. You know, and I don't care if I wait. I'm not in a huge hurry. I'm not in a rush, whatever.
Right.
Take your time, really, people. Your Uber driver will wait. And if he doesn't wait, he's an idiot because he's getting paid to wait.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. So I'm waiting there. Daughter comes out. The husband comes out. Or no, the boyfriend comes out, not husband. The daughter. The daughter is not his daughter. She's like 12 years old. He comes out and he's like, okay, well, we're waiting for her. She's upstairs. She's coming down in just a minute. I'm like, that's fine. I don't care. So they start yelling at her, though, hey, the Uber driver's going to leave. I'm like, don't tell her that. I'm not going to leave.
Yeah, you're not going to leave.
And so finally they get into the car, and she and him must have been arguing. Right? On top of that, she was already drunk.
She's drunk as can be, wasn't she?
Yes. So, I mean, and so this is, there's 2 points I'm going to make with this. You know, whatever they were arguing about was most likely irrelevant. Because one, she was already drunk, and it is what it is, right?
Right.
So because no, come on in. Is he here?
I think so.
So she goes in, and what she does is she tells me, "Can I sit up front?" And I said, sure, no problem. You can sit up front.
Right.
I don't care where people sit when I drive. They can sit in, I'll put them in the dang trunk if that's where they want to be. I mean, honestly, as long as they get where they got to go, that's really the bottom line, right? So she gets in the car. He gets in the back seat. Daughter sits behind me. I'm in the driver's seat, of course. And we're going. We're heading towards the fairgrounds. And she she's like, hey, can we listen to music? I'm like, sure, no problem. I said, what would you like to listen to? Here it is. You can listen to anything you want. So she's like, sure. She puts on some music. A couple more minutes, she's like, man, this music sucks. And I'm here thinking, I should have said it, but I didn't. I was thinking, well, you picked it out. You're the one.
Yeah.
So, but she's drunk, so she doesn't know what's going on. And, you know, they had been arguing, so she mouths off to him something. And he just looks, I look in the mirror, and he looks at me. He just shakes his head. You know, and she, you know, she's kind of being vulgar and mean. And I look back at the daughter, and daughter's just sitting there like, whatever, this is just typical mom, mm-hmm. which is horrible. You know,
just drunk.
You know, again, men's opinions of things. He knew how to solve the problem, and that was to probably not go out that night. But she was already, because she had already been drinking, right? Mm-hmm. So, but you know, this goes to the point of, you know, men think about things differently and solve problems differently than women do,
right?
But she was not having
women
that.
Women are just going to do what's already on their mind no matter
what. Yeah, she already had it in her head they're going to go to the fair.
Yeah.
Although she should not have gone to the fair. So then we're driving some more. We're still, you know, she changed music, all this other stuff. And then they started having some words, and she called him a bunch of names. And she's like, you don't even know why I'm mad, blah, 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 blah. And I'm sure he knew why she was mad. Mm-hmm. But whatever. And then so she reaches over and grabs my hand. And I'm like, no, thank you. Uh-huh. I pull my hand away, and she looks at me like, why'd you pull a hand away? I'm like, and I'm like, I said, thanks, but no thanks. I'm married. I've been married 22 years. I'm happy.
Yeah.
And you know, by the way, when you marry a 10, I'm going to brag a little bit on my wife here, but when you marry a 10, everything else is below a 10. And if I was going to cheat on someone, it'd have to be with another 10. And then I'd look in the mirror, and I'm like, you can't score another 10, so why would you ever try? So that's one reason I don't cheat, because I have reached the goal.
And you'd have no balls left. So
why don't I have balls left?
You won't have anything left.
Oh, I would not have any left. Mm-hmm. I thought you said I don't have any left.
No, you wouldn't have,
I'm like,
left.
Where did they go? Are they still here?
No,
I mean,
they'll be all gone.
I realize that you own these are yours. Yeah,
well, you wouldn't have anything left.
But so, you know, I take my hand away from her. She looks at me shocked, and she's like, she looks at him. She goes, I guarantee he would be a better boyfriend or husband than you would ever be. And
that's
like,
when you say to the girl, have a nice day, pay for your own Uber.
It got worse. You know this.
That's just belittling him.
Well, yeah, that she's treating him like garbage.
Yeah.
Just like this one girl at the beginning of the podcast, she was saying men are just treating her like garbage, but they're not. They're just trying to solve the problem.
Yeah.
They're doing what men do, right? Men solve problems. That's their job.
Right.
And so then all of a sudden she looks, I'm paying attention to the road, because I'm like, I just got to get this stupid ride over with.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden she reaches over, she grabs the inside of my leg, and she could tell that I was there. No, it was not erect, of course. Thank you very much. Just so you know. Didn't know if you were wondering. There was no. There was no attraction whatsoever. But, and she looks back at him. She goes, yeah, and he's even bigger than you. I'm like, okay, that's it. Because, I mean, you don't grab the. If I was to do that to a rider or to anyone.
You'd be fired.
No, I would go to jail.
Yeah.
There would be prison for that.
You'd definitely be in jail.
And so, you know, I pushed her hand really fast away from my crotch because she was grabbing me, and I pushed her away, and I said, okay, that's it. I gotta end the ride. I'm done. Yeah. I said, I can't do this. I pulled over. It was actually on the interstate. We were about a mile away from the exit, and then basically, another half a mile or so to the fairgrounds, whatever mm-hmm. it ends up being. And I'm like, you guys got to get out. And he said, he goes, please. And she's like, what? Why do I have to get out? I'm like, really? I this doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
And so he says, can we please just get to the fair? He goes, I really apologize. And then that's what made her fly off the handle a little bit more. She's like, you're going to apologize to him, but you won't apologize to me?
Hey, you're acting like a bitch.
And you're going, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He says, just please, can we get there? I said, here's the deal. If she can keep her hands to herself, look out the window, I said, ma'am, I'm sorry if you feel like I'm treating you like a 12-year-old. I said, but her daughter just started snickering a little bit like, because just, I said, but just let me get you guys where you got to go. I'll take you the rest of the way there. So I take them the rest of the way there. And, on the way there, he says, you know, he said the worst thing a man could ever say to a woman, especially a woman that's drunk. And that's it. You know what? I will keep her under control.
Yeah.
If I was to tell you, you know, tell someone, hey, you know, I'll keep my wife under control.
I'd lose my shit.
How much control would you really have, and how much control would I have?
Yeah.
First of all, you'd probably murder me and then murder the other person.
Yeah.
So then what ends up happening is, you know, we end up getting there. She gets storms off. You know, after, oh, I forgot. She turns around because he was trying to bear hug her to the chair. And then she turns around and just starts smacking him in the face. Right, left, right, left, right, left. And she's doing this all in front of her 12-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. We get there. She storms off. He gets out and he's like, please don't report my. He goes, it was my account that we ordered the Uber on. Please don't report this. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to report it. I said, but you may need to rethink some stuff. Mm-hmm. And he says, no, you're right. You're right. He goes, I'm going to apologize profusely. He was, she's actually a decent person, but she just acts out like this sometimes. I said, well, she's had a little bit to drink. And I said, but honestly, you seem like a decent guy. I'll give you some unwanted advice. I said, you're going through abuse right now. Mm-hmm. As I said, I hate to say it. You probably care about the girl, her daughter. He goes, I do a ton. I said, but any abuse is not worth it. Mm-mm. I said, you may care about her, but you may want to rethink your situation.
Yeah.
I mean, people are just wrong. It's not right. You don't do that kind of stuff.
Right.
So, you know, I look at this as two bad examples, right? One, you know, she's mad because, you know, one, men will solve a problem. That's their job. Their job is to solve a problem.
Right.
Because you ask us if you come to me with a problem, I know better to just give you an answer of how to solve the problem. I said, but on the other side, if follow-up questions ensue, I will help you with your problem, right?
Right.
And because you want the help.
Right.
But on the other side, if you don't want the solution, then I'm going to be quiet. But men, but that's what we do. That's what men do. We solve problems. We help out. We want our spouses or girlfriends or whatever to always be happy, because if you're happy, we're happy. It doesn't take much to make us happy.
That's true.
So, but I just look at this as the other bad example is for the fact that the mother here, she was just
mean, rude, acting out in front of her daughter and her boyfriend.
Why would you do that?
Showing up, degrading the man.
Well, that's okay. That go to a long list of all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, what's one thing that men need?
Compliments.
Compliments.
Yeah.
And respect.
Yeah.
If you give a man respect, he'll do anything.
Yeah.
Actually, a man will do anything for a woman anyway.
Yeah.
At least, I may have to retract that statement. I don't know if it's still like that anymore.
True.
I don't know if men actually, I think they're getting burnout on the whole, you know, women just treating them poorly. I think that's why men are choosing not to get married.
So with how people are acting today, women are like, women for women, blah, 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 blah. We don't need a man. Yeah, you do. You really do.
Do you need a man?
Yeah.
Why?
I need a plumber. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
You only need me for what I can do.
I'm just kidding.
Well, but you're not kidding, though.
But I am.
You're kidding to an extent, but that's also the true part.
That's not the first reason, though.
What's the first reason?
Well, you're my best friend.
Like, but do you need a man as your best friend?
I'm like Paris when it comes to that aspect.
Okay.
If I could have all the guy friends in the world, I would.
But you can't, though.
I can't.
And it's not because I won't let you.
No, well, it's not that. It's just because I don't get along with other girls. I get along with the people I work with.
You get along with rugby moms.
Oh, yeah.
That's a different story.
That's different because we all have something in common.
I think to get along with guys, you have to have you have to put up a wall.
Yeah.
And because most guys will get feelings. They catch feelings. Yeah. Because they want to be part of that.
Yeah.
You know how many guys I see watching you and checking you out?
That's okay.
I'm just letting you know. They
keep,
catch.
Keep walking, dude.
They catch feelings before anything happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Anyway.
Okay, but the respect thing, I mean, it's super important.
Yeah. I mean, how does a guy even show a woman respect if she doesn't show him respect?
Well, it's got to be mutual.
Like, it's crazy seeing Jacob be so head over heels over his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, because he's never had that before, so we've never witnessed it before. Well, and also living here, and he is just gaga over.
But on the other side, he's always kept his personal life personal.
Yeah. But, like, he is just so head over heels for her.
He likes this girl.
Yeah, a lot.
Now, but could it lead to a marriage? Could be.
It could be. You never
know. Could it end and just be whatever? That could also be true.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
You know,
but he respects her. Like, it's.
I think it's also mutual. I think she shows him respect, which that's what men need, and yeah. She shows him also that you know, she compliments him.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not about the me, and right. I think that's the problem with. And I'm not saying that women have their own place, right? Mm-hmm. That they have certain jobs that they should be doing or things like that. I mean, there are aspects to that that are true, whether people want to acknowledge it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you give birth, I help create the baby, but other than that, that's your job. I can't do that.
Yeah,
it's impossible for me to do that.
Right,
it doesn't work. You know, I am not physically built to do that.
Right.
So, again, it's you know, when it comes to you know. Men solving problems. I mean, if you don't want to know, don't ask a man.
Don't ask. Yeah.
Keep it to yourself. Now, if you can communicate it right and say, hey, can we talk about something? And I just, you know, I just need a vent for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think that's how this woman at the beginning, she should have handled it. You know, instead of having her saying men judge her immediately and look at her like she's stupid. All she needs to do is clarify, especially if they're not. If you know, if they have never had that discussion or they've never been around each other that long,
right.
And, you know, just go to the man and say, hey, can I vent to you a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
And then vent.
Yeah.
They'll let you vent. They'll be happy to sit there and listen.
Right.
You know, in some cases, the guy will go to their nothing box. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Men have a nothing box.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, when our brain works like that, we're literally thinking about nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Nothing is our favorite place to go.
Yep.
Because if we have to think about nothing and we're thinking about nothing, that means we don't have to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to worry about solving the problem. Now, if you want his opinion, ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. That's our thoughts for today, my friend.
Yep.
Anyway, Shannon's getting back on the podcast kick again because it's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah.
And we you know, we do what we got to do. And, you know, life's moving on. We got some cool stuff coming soon. We got the website, which is up. So go check out thepineridgehome.com. Got some cool stuff on there already. Got some new stuff coming up soon. You can check out our blog post we post on there coming soon. It's going to be at least every other week.
Yeah.
We'll have some holiday stuff coming up. We've got, you know, a lot of cool things about to happen. And, yeah, life is pretty darn good. Or anything else? Did I miss anything, Shannon?
Nothing I think of.
You think that's it?
I think that's it.
You think everything's good?
Yeah.
Are you fine?
I'm good.
Do you have any questions you want me to answer?
Nope.
You keep it to yourself. See, your problem is you keep it to yourself forever until it festers. And then you just bite heads. Like right now, you're like, why are you even saying this? It's true. Don't deny it. Denial. You're a denier. Anyway, we'll talk to you guys later. You're not going to say see ya?
Peace out.
Oh, there it is. No, bye-bye, like used to. Not going to do that.
Bye, guys.
Anyway, we'll see you guys later.